Day 8, 1922. The pains of one who loves Jesus the most are in continuous currents with his heart. Continuing in my usual state, blessed Jesus would just barely make himself seen, like flesh that escapes. Now he shows the shadow of his light, now his hand. I felt an indescribable pain, and he, caressing my face with his hand, told me, "Poor daughter, how much you suffer." And immediately he withdrew. Now, I thought to myself, Jesus told me many times that he loves me very much, and that he suffers greatly when he sees me suffer because of his privation. Who knows how much he suffers now in seeing me petrified by the pain of his privation? So, in order not to make him suffer so much, I want to pluck up my strength, trying to be more content, less oppressed, more attentive in maintaining my flight, my attitude in his will, so that I may bring him my kiss, not embittered, but peaceful and content, which would not sadden him, but console him. While I was thinking of this, he came out from within my interior, all sorrowful, and with his heart all wounded. In the center of it, a wound could be seen, with a little flame coming out from within it, and he told me, "My daughter, indeed, the more I see you suffer when I deprive you of myself, the greater the pain I feel, because, since your pain is caused by the privation of me, it is nothing other than the effect of the love you have for me. Therefore, if you are embittered, oppressed, your heartbeat echoes in my heart, and I feel your bitterness and oppression. Ah, if you knew how much I suffer when I see you suffer because of me, you would always use this caution, this attention, so as not to embitter me more. These are the pains of one who loves me the most, which are in continuous currents with my heart. See, the wound that you see in the center of my heart, from which the little flame comes out, is precisely yours. But be consoled. If it gives me highest pain, it also gives me highest love. You, however, remain calm, and I will go forward to fulfill my justice. But I do not leave you. I will come back often. Be even like a flesh. I will not cease to make you my tiny little visits."